All right, now time for Eric Kane with a Tennessee basketball report. Eric, how you doing?
Hey, Jimmy, doing well. Rick Barnes met with the media earlier this afternoon inside Thompson Bowling Arena, talked about Auburn, previewing that Auburn game as the Vols will be on the road Saturday afternoon. He said that Auburn this year is not making as many threes as they normally do, something we remember, you know, Tennessee fans remember very much about that Auburn team is how many three-pointers it made on its way to through the SEC tournament and on towards the Final Four. But Rick Barnes says Auburn's not making as many threes as they normally do. We're relying more on an inside to mid-range game. Said more of an inside-out team this year. You still got to respect their shooters, just like Bruce Pearl's still going to respect Jordan Bowden despite his struggles offensively shooting on the offensive end. So you still have to respect their shooters, even if it's not all coming down this year. They are down Isaac Okoro right now. But Rick Barnes said they still have a number of players doing a nice job of getting things done. The team does a nice job of driving to gaps and trying to get you into a defensive rotation. He said they're putting the ball into Austin Wiley's hands a lot right now. He's their senior center. And he ended the entire press conference when asked why Tennessee struggled against Auburn in the last couple of years. Rick Barnes said they're good. They're a good team. They went to the Final Four. They're good. And so I thought that was kind of a funny way that he ended the press availability today. But paying a lot of respect to Auburn, certainly going to be a challenge for Tennessee in the first of two meetings against the Tigers, the final five games of the year.
I know Coach Barnes said Auburn is more of an inside-out team, and he said they do try to feed it more to Austin Wiley, the big man. But, Eric, I still think a big concern for Tennessee is stopping the penetration of their guards. They can do that. They do it well. They did it extremely well with Jared Harper and Bryce Brown. I think Samir Dowdy is going to be very difficult to deal with, but I still think stopping that penetration is going to be a key for Tennessee.
Yeah, I think so too. The guards can not only, you know, shoot and have an outside shot, but they do, as you point out, they like to drive. A lot of that inside out is driving and then kicking out. And they've got the guys that can do it. And they're not, the volume of three-pointers is still there. They're still going to take their three-point shots. It's just a matter of trying to find bottom of the net. This year, the other night against Georgia, I mean, just a really, really sloppy game. Any way you want to spin it, both teams did not shoot very well from the field. Both teams were horrendous from three-point range. It was just a matter of Auburn turning the basketball over. And much like what Tennessee's done lately, you turn the basketball over, especially late in the ball games, and then bad things are going to happen to you. But, again, as you pointed out, Auburn still has the guys to get it done. Dowdy, you still have a lot of McCormick. He had a big night the other night. Jake McCormick came in, had 22 points. So the players are still there. The guys can get it done. It's still going to be a challenge for Tennessee's perimeter defense, and that is somewhere where Jordan Bowden has stepped up and played very well. He's had inconsistencies on offense, but E. Pons can guard 1 through 5. Jordan Bowden's done very, very well defending the perimeter, as has Devontae Gaines. So I think it will be a challenge for him.
I thought it was interesting when I asked Coach Barnes if the inability to close out games because of turnovers were simply about playing smarter, and it seemed like he outlined almost every mistake they made, didn't he?
Yeah, he said in particular the last two games in the last 4 minutes, Tennessee's just been having sloppy turnovers. He noted one against Vanderbilt with Vescovi whenever he was getting tired, and he had an error pass. He had one. He outlined the one with John Fulkerson in South Carolina. I talked about one with the pawn. So you're right. He gave a number of examples just saying you got to play smarter. He said that the team, the way the team's been playing right now, they haven't had a lot of leads like that late in the ball game. And he simply said they thought that the game was over because you're leading about by 14 or 15 with a couple minutes left in that game. And not that they took their foot off the accelerator, but they just became sloppy. And then you saw what happened. Vanderbilt was able to cut it within two. So basically, Rick Barnes just says you've got to clean that up. You've got to stop turning the basketball over too many times. Most of them were unforced, but that's something Tennessee can fix as you move on. So Tennessee's got to try to fix that because, again, there's nothing worse than unforced errors. And you're seeing a lot of those from Tennessee in the last 2 minutes of each ball game.
I think it's apparent also that Barnes can't always trust his bench. He may have a player now and then to come off the bench and play well, but I don't think he feels he can depend on that on a consistent basis.
No, he really can't. You know, when Jalen Johnson had a little run where he just put the starting lineup there with the absence of Josiah Jordan-James, but primarily in terms of scoring, Jalen Johnson has been about the only one you can count on off the bench. And it's not been anything fantastic. Tennessee, again, is averaging the last, like, four or five games. They got 4 points off the bench, and you need more than that. You need a little bit of a pop. This isn't like Jordan Bowden coming off the bench or Lamonte Turner coming off the bench that Tennessee's seen in years past. And so he briefly discussed about, you know, playing Uro's flat position, Olivier Kumwall. And the question was posed, you know, do you kind of throw those guys in there in the first half, see what they have that night, and then kind of go from there? And he said, well, I want to get those guys in there as much as I can, but a lot of times our starters are dictating that. Whereas he said John Fulkerson missed an easy layup against Vanderbilt. He said Jordan Bowden missed a wide open three there in the first couple of minutes. And so when you want to get your reserves in there, when it's an 8-4, 10-6 ball game, I think this is the two score analogies Rick Barnes said, it's more or less going to be 4-4 or, 6-6. And so you don't want to put those guys in a position where they got to climb out of a hole or are responsible for scoring a lot of points, because that's just not the type of punch he has off the bench right now. But he said he's got to have more out of Uros Plavsic and Olivier Kumwall. I said John Fulkerson needs a rest. He's playing way too many minutes. He noted that Uros did not have November and December to kind of play through his mistakes right now. He said he feels like he's under a lot of pressure to play well when he gets into the ball game, and a lot of times that's not fair to him. But got to have one of those two guys step up and able to get out there and give John Fulkerson some minutes of rest.
Any other news or notes?
That would about do it. Again, Rick Barnes met with the media earlier this afternoon. That audio is up at 991dsportsanimal.com. Tennessee and Auburn will tip off for the first time in two tries in the last five games of the season on Saturday afternoon. We'll have that coverage and the game call all right here on the Sports Animal. Today's UT basketball practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. You can get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527 or visit online at poolsbyheritage.com.
Eric, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Eric Kane with Tennessee Basketball Practice Report.